March 28, 1922. All that Jesus did upon earth is in continuous attitude of giving itself to man. Requital for each created thing. Continuing in my usual state, I was fusing all of myself in the holy will of my lovable Jesus, and he told me, "Daughter of my will, if you knew the portents, the prodigies that happen when you fuse yourself in my will, you would remain stupefied. Listen a little bit. Everything I did upon earth is in continuous attitude of giving itself to man, surrounding him like a crown. My thoughts form a crown around the intelligence of the creature. My words, my works, my steps form a crown around their words, works, and steps, so that by braiding their things with mine, I may say to my celestial Father that their operating is like mine. Now, who takes this continuous attitude of mine? Who lets herself be braided by my operating, with which I crowned the whole human family? One who lives in my will. As you were fusing your thoughts in my volition, my thoughts, which surrounded you like a crown, heard the echo of my thoughts in your mind, and identifying themselves with yours, they multiplied yours with mine, and formed a double crown around the human intelligence. And my Father received, not only from me, but also from you, divine glory on the part of all created intelligences. The same with the words and with all the rest. And he collects this divine glory not only on the part of creatures, but on the part of all other created things, because all things were created to make continuous love run toward man, and man, by justice, should give homage and love to his creator for each created thing. Now, who substitutes for this? Who makes that fiat her own, through which all things were made, to diffuse an homage, an adoration, a divine love for her creator over everything? One who lives in my will. Almost at each word of hers, she makes that omnipotent fiat her own. The echo of the eternal fiat echoes within her divine fiat, in which she lives. And it diffuses, it runs, it flies. And for each created thing, it impresses another fiat, and gives back to her creator the homage and the love wanted by him. This I did myself when I was on earth. There was nothing for which I did not requite my divine Father on the part of all creatures. Now it is done, and I want it, I expect it, by one who lives in my will. If you could see how beautiful it is to see my glory, my love, my profound adoration united to yours, in each flickering of the stars, in each drop of light of the sun. Oh, how it runs, flies upon the wings of the wind, filling the whole atmosphere. It crosses the waters of the sea. It places itself in each plant, in each flower. It multiplies at each motion. It is a voice that echoes over everything and says, "Love, glory, adoration to my Creator." Therefore, one who lives in my will is the echo of my voice, the repeater of my life, the perfect glory of my creation. How could I not love her? How could I not give to her everything that I should give to all the other creatures together, and give her primacy over everything? Ah, My love would feel constrained if I did not do so.